Previously on Derivative.
Well, folks, that's it for this week and maybe forever. Thanks for listening. The Shadow knows.
This is Derivative.
If you want to skip the rest of this, you do that with my blessing.
I tend to say the same things.
Derivative.
These maniacal fans, and they write jingles.
I don't see the point in writing your own show when you can pinch somebody else.
We hope it's smart and funny.
It's the dumbest show.
So, I mean, what's the interest in
naked old men eating dinner?
It is bad, and it is done with total confidence.
Not original, uninspired.
Yeah, I'm derivative as hell.
Hey, everybody, this is Derivative, and you are listening. Thank you. This is Jerry. I am back with another episode. Thank you for your patience. I have spent a lot of time these last few weeks working on the Jingle Fest fulfillment and planning for Jingle Trek in Nashville next year. Got about half of the swag mailed out right now, so hopefully many of you are new listeners. You've heard about this show through that mailer, through various social media and email channels that I've tried to get in touch with you, but this show marches on. We have lots of fun stuff to share today. Most importantly, the sequel, 4 years in the making, I think, to The Shadow Murder at the Schwitz, the Shadow, the Geyser of Death. I'm really excited. I put way, 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 way too much work into it. It was really not worth it. I think it amounts to about 15 minutes of material for 8 hours of effort or something. Just so not worth it. But first, many of you are probably here for the jingles. So I got a couple to share. I wanted to play variations on the comma 71 joke. I had posted on the Patreon blog that I was working on some idea around this, around the Radiohead Karma Police. And all I could think of around that was like comma please, which seemed like a pretty forced rhyme. So I didn't really want to see that one through. I came up instead with a parody of Instant Karma. I workshopped it over an hour on the Patreon blog there. I occasionally try to post things to get feedback. You don't have to be a member or anything to answer. Love to get your ideas and contributions and feedback on that spot. I think it's a convenient way of posting these things as I work on the ideas. I have generally on Wednesdays, sometimes Thursday nights, about an hour or two where I'm sitting at one of my kids' events and I'm just on the laptop tinkering with some jingle-related ideas. So this past few weeks, it was Instant Karma. And then there are two others that are, I think, far better versions of this. The first one is a song by KJ that actually made the show, just called 71, I believe. Yep. And then James had a parody of Karma Chameleon by Culture Club, which is just a brilliant concept and really fun and really silly. Like, it's a great one to sing. I hope that we're able to do this one at the Jingle Fest. It's a really fun song. So here are three new jingles from littlesongs.net about the Cindy Boren, Tony Kornheiser, comma 71 controversy.
He's a good year into his eighth decade, and the melodies have shown up in spades. He's got Chessie dragging him down the block. Seems father time done spit up the clock. That dog broke his ribs, he's got a baker's cyst, and something's pinching his L5 disc. 71, right, Cindy? And if you open up his fridge, you'll find steak and car keys. He can't stay awake to watch the Nats. Remembers what he says, but forgets his pants. But he's back on radio, he ain't done. He's Tony Kornheiser, 71. Who says the golden years ain't fun? He's Tony Kornheiser, 71. Can't hear me, Tony, turn those hearing aids on. Said you're Tony Kornheiser, comma 71. Yay!
His sciatica is keeping him in pain, and he tells us all about it every day. He's a man who studied addiction. He's a man who hoards his gold, but he ails from all afflictions because he's old. He's very old. Comma 71. He's very old. My God, he's old. Will the show continue and eventually he resides at Ingleside? At Ingleside.
See, his comma's gonna get you. Gonna emphasize your age. Briefly write about your podcast, then put you in your place. Telling the world about your show, laughing cause you're so damn old. So many readers were surprised to realize you're still alive and you can move on. Cold eyes of 71, so you can move on. Come on, come on, come on, come on.
It's always exciting to hear different takes on things that, like Karma Chameleon, for instance, I never would have thought of that. It seems so obvious in retrospect. So James, hats off to you. I think that's awesome. Also, when somebody doesn't do 5,000 jingles, submits one, I'm always really happy that it's not just me singing into the void. And speaking of just me and the void, I asked you guys if you wanted some free stickers to please leave reviews on iTunes. We have a slew of great new reviews on iTunes. I'm really excited to see this. So let's see here. I love the simplicity of this one. Love the jungles. Thanks to all involved. Love the typo. It's a constant typo that I used to make with TK Jingles all the time. Chris Strobel says, if there's one little whose head should be on a stick and on the Mount Rushmore of jinglers, it's the Grelly or the Derivative. Either way, I enjoy this immensely. Thank you. A lot of great reviews on here. I think there's about 10 new reviews. If you'd like to leave a review on iTunes, please email me, ChineseFood@TKJingles.com, to let me know that you left a review so that I can mail you some free stickers. I have a Tony Kornheiser Show sticker, a Derivative sticker, a Little Song sticker, all kinds of junk. You'll get this in a envelope in your mailbox sometime the next week or two. Please leave a review. I also got some feedback from folks who've left reviews on Spotify and Google Play and Stitcher. So you're welcome to leave a review there too. Just again, email me, ChineseFood@TKJingles.com. Any review counts. I love to get the feedback. I'm happy that so far we have 0 1-star reviews, but that's probably just because the trolls haven't found the show yet. We have a very niche audience. Our audience is becoming more and more selective as time goes by. So maybe that just won't happen. But I appreciate your feedback. You can also email me directly, ChineseFood@TKJingles.com, and let me know what you think. Now, the main event for this week. I've been working on this. This is a seed of an idea that I had right after the announcement of Tony's Restaurant was made, that it was time to do another episode of The Shadow. I was very busy at the time, wasn't really doing a lot of podcasting, so it didn't happen until now. So I'm going to play you this episode of The Shadow. And then I'm going to give you like a behind-the-scene writer's commentary. Just a few notes. There's probably a lot of things that are funny only to me, but I'm going to point them out and just help you gain an additional appreciation of what I was going for with this thing. I really hope you enjoy it. This really, to me, is the epitome of what this podcast is. Just me doing some stupid shtick and hopefully entertaining you for 15 to 20 minutes. So enjoy this episode of The Shadow.
Who knows what evil lurks in the hearts of men? The Shadow knows! Blue Coal presents The Shadow, the mystery man who strikes terror in the hearts of shopsters, lawbreakers, and criminals everywhere. These dramatizations are designed to demonstrate forcibly to old and young alike that crime does not pay. The Shadow, the mystery character who aids the forces of law and order, is in reality Lamont Cranston, wealthy young man about town. Several years ago in the Orient, Cranston learned a strange and mysterious secret. The power to cloud men's minds so they cannot see him. Cranston's friend and companion, the lovely Margot Lane, is the only person who knows to whom the voice of the invisible shadow belongs. Today's drama, The Geyser of Death!
Follow me, Chadwick. It's right this way.
Okay, boss. I'm right behind you. Say, what are we doing down here in these mines anyway?
Two words. Hydroelectric power. For too long, the American automobile industry has forced us to use their fossil fuels. Coal, gasoline, whale oil. But I will give the power back to the people. I will set them free by harnessing the clean power of pure, unfiltered water.
Sounds good to me, boss.
Grab that pickaxe, Chadwick. This looks like a good place to start digging.
Sure thing, boss. Here I go. I'm picking up this pickaxe. Now I'm swinging it. Now I'm gonna hit this rock right here.
Good. Good. Look, you've done it, Chadwick. Precious water is beginning to flow. Soon we will unleash the geyser, and the power of water will be ours for the taking.
Oh, no. Boss, I think I hear someone coming.
Quick, Chadwick, we must be gone. We'll come back and finish this later.
Hey, Seamus, time to get back to work, huh?
Sorry, Connor. Just finishing me whiskey break. Let's get back to it. Would you mind handing me pickaxe?
Sure thing, Seamus. Wow, your axe is still warm. Okay, let's get back to mining.
Time for a break.
Been a pretty slow day, Seamus.
Aye, Connor. We haven't found much since we discovered a big vein of cheese down that shaft yonder day for yesterday.
The fireman said that the cheese been forged into a fine key lime cheesecake up above us in the factory.
Ooh, that sounds downright tasty. What I wouldn't give to have a slice of cheesecake with me next whiskey.
Get your head out of the clouds, Seamus. Cheesecake? You'll never afford it. Say, what's this here? This could be interest.
Oh, careful, Connor. These mines are dangerous.
Oh, I'm sure 'tis fine. Why, look, 'tis only water.
Water?
Aye, just some water spraying in me face from a hole. Oh, it's getting faster and faster. Best to poke it again. Oh, no! Run, Seamus! 'Tis gonna blow!
Connor, no! Look out!
It was such a lovely idea to have lunch at this beautiful...
Sorry, Lamont. Too much bourbon. As I was saying, it was such a lovely idea to have lunch at this beautiful outdoor cafe.
I agree, Margot. I am a font of good ideas.
Welcome to Jennifer's, folks. What can I get for you?
We'll share a bottle of California wine, and I'll have a chicken special.
I'd like the fish, and can I have a baked potato on the side?
Margot, you'll do nothing of the sort. A potato is food for poor people.
Thank you, sir. I'm glad I didn't have to be the one to say it.
I'm sorry, Lamont. I guess I'll just have a salad.
Very good, miss. I'll get this order in right away for you folks.
Thank you.
Apes, get your babes here. Deadly explosion at the factory. Read all about it.
Newsboy, come over here. I'll take a pape.
That'll be 2 cents, mister.
Things are so expensive these days. Here you go, son, now. Run along.
Gee, thanks, mister.
Look at this headline, Margot. There was an explosion at the old cheesecake factory this morning. Oh my, a geyser exploded in the underground mines and killed an Irishman.
That doesn't sound that tragic to me.
No, I suppose you're right. This factory explosion isn't any of our concern anyway.
Okay. Here's your lunch, folks.
Thank you, waiter. Would you mind uncorking this wine?
Not a problem. Here you go.
This cork. This doesn't smell like an American wine. What are you trying to serve us? We're leaving. I'll take the check, please.
I understand. Here you are.
Thank you. Okay, Margot, your share is 4 cents.
Oh, no, Lamont. I'm a bit short this week.
That's okay, Margot. I'll pay for this one. Say, Margot, you seem to be low on cash quite often these days. Tell me, have you considered U.S. war bonds?
U.S. war bonds? Why no? Tell me more.
U.S. war bonds are a good investment for you and for your country. Our boys in Europe are counting on you, and this is just one small way you can help them. Remember, Charlie never rests. He's up there in the trees shooting at our boys, and your country needs money to buy the ammo to fight back.
Wait, Charlie? What war is this exactly, Lamont?
That doesn't matter, silly girl. What does matter is that you ration your sugar, plant a victory garden, and buy U.S. war bonds.
That's great advice, Lamont. Thank you.
You're welcome, Margot. Say, now that we're done with lunch, why don't we walk home?
A walk about town with Lamont Cranston? How could I ever say no?
Seamus McGillicuddy, I'm surprised to see you home before dark. Why, you look terrible.
It is true, Molly.
Come in the house, let me fix you a whiskey.
Oh, thank you, Molly.
Here you go. What happened?
Another explosion at the mine. We've lost 3 men this week alone.
Oh, that's terrible. Cheese mining is a dangerous job. Here, let me pour you another drink. Our drink an Irishman needs his whiskey.
Thank you, Molly. By the way, Connor's dead.
Oh, no. Dead, then? What will come of Annie and of their 14 wee children? Oh, so sad. You know, Seamus, I've been thinking. Maybe this country isn't the place for Irish like us.
Aye, Molly. I reckon you're right. Maybe it's time we Irish just go back to Ireland.
'Tis the right thing to do.
Pack your bags, Molly. I'm booking passage in the first boat out of here.
Wait, Seamus.
Yes? What is it, Molly?
Let me pour you another whiskey.
You're a good wife, Molly McGillicuddy. Ladies and gentlemen, the Shadow's exciting adventures will continue in just a moment. Meanwhile, thousands of homeowners are engaged in another kind of adventure. An adventure of home heating involving your family. That's right, when it's cold, it's time for coal. And not just any coal, blue coal. America's favorite anthracite. And blue coal isn't just for Americans anymore. Did you know that China burns more coal than all the other countries in the world combined? It's true. So here's wishing a hearty Sao Ni to our Chinese customers, especially the Chinese government. Sao Ni, President Xi! And unlike the NBA, blue coal doesn't stand on the sidelines when it comes to persecution and injustice. In fact, we celebrate it. Don't take it from me, though. Here's a message from your local dealer.
Every day I work hard to put coal on the tables of China, and I don't need some protesters in Hong Kong or Taiwan getting in the way of that sweet Chinese cash. I want to see beautiful black smoke coming from those Chinese smokestacks, and I need your help.
Well, he's certainly making his opinion known. So call your neighborhood blue coal dealer tomorrow. Tell him that you also want to crush those Hong Kong protesters, and don't forget to order your winter supply of blue coal. The producers of blue coal expect no shortage of this finest of hard coals, but present conditions make it wise to be prepared. So stock up on blue coal, and if you're one of our favorite customers from the Chinese government, Sao Ni. And now, back to the Shadow in the Geyser of Death!
Looks like some careless passerby dropped their newspaper. Big explosion at factory! We've done it, Chadwick! Quickly, we must get back inside and begin harvesting all that hydroelectric energy!
You got it, boss!
Follow me, Chadwick! Into the mines! Whee!
Those men were sure acting funny, weren't they, Lamont?
Yes. I'm particularly concerned with that laughing man.
Why's that, Lamont?
Because I am the one who laughs.
Okay.
You know, Margot, I think maybe I am interested in that factory explosion after all. Let's walk across the street and see what's really going on at the Cheesecake Factory. I think there's more to this story.
Lamont Cranston, I never thought you'd be interested in visiting a factory.
Oh, I'm not, Margot, but I know someone who is.
Who's that?
The Shadow.
Okay, boss, we're back. It looks like the underground mine is completely flooded.
Perfect, Chadwick. That means the geyser is strong. Here, take this bucket and help me carry some water back to the surface. We'll throw it at passing cars and show them the true power of water.
Boss, what was that?
I don't know.
Man in the blue shirt.
What? Who's there?
There will be no water hijinks today, man in the blue shirt.
How do you know I'm wearing a blue shirt?
I can see you.
But I can't see you! Where are you? Who are you? Show yourself!
I am the Shadow.
Yeah, the Shadow! Oh, I heard of him, boss. I think he's the one that burned down that stink joint last week.
What? I love that place!
Never mind that now. I know what you're doing, and I'm here to stop you.
You'll never stop us, Shadow!
But I already have. Haven't you noticed that the water's no longer rising? While you were busy laughing, I swam down and plugged the geyser with a cork.
No! No! It can't be! I gotta get that cork! No, I can't swim! I'm drowning! Somebody help me! Please! Run for it, Chadwick! Avenge me!
Believe that man thought he was going to defeat the fossil fuel industry.
I can't believe the shirt he was wearing. Say, Margot, what's this now? A couple approaching us, carrying luggage.
Excuse me, good sir. Do you know the way to the docks?
Ah, yes, it's over that way, about 15 miles or so, as the crow flies.
Ah, thank you, mister. Let's go, Molly.
Aye, Seamus.
Best be on your way, then.
Now, Mr. Cranston, how about that walk you promised me?
Naga, my dear, I thought you'd never ask.
Follow me, Chad. We're almost there.
What is this place, Chadwick?
It's a restaurant named Jennifer's. And they were just shut down for important Irish wine.
That's awful!
No. It's good. You see, I just bought the place.
What do you know about owning a restaurant?
Nothing. But listen, this restaurant is sitting on top of a mine. Below our feet, a powerful water geyser lies in wait. The only thing between this building and a geyser of death is a tiny wine cork. Someday, that cork is gonna blow. And I'm gonna be here to harvest all the hydroelectric power when it does.
Wow, sounds amazing.
It is. But promise me something, Chad.
Anything.
If I don't live to see the geyser blow, I'm handing this place down to you. Promise me that you will carry on for me.
You can count on me, Chadwick.
I know, Chad. I know.
Of crime bears bitter fruit. Crime does not pay. The Shadow knows.
That was The Shadow in The Geyser of Death. I hope you enjoyed that. So as I mentioned earlier, I wanted to do a sequel to The Shadow soon after Tony announced the our new restaurant acquisition. And once I went and visited there, I had this idea of something like a Scooby-Doo mystery or some kind of murder at Chatter or Chad's, this idea that there'd be some kind of mystery there. And as time went on and I ruminated on the idea, The one thing that kept popping up was the idea that there's always water in the basement or the toilets are exploding. And so that was really the seed of the idea that there should be some ominous reason, something lurking below the surface of that restaurant. And so then I went back and started thinking, all right, well, what would the history of that place be? And then that led to this idea that there was a restaurant called Jennifer's at one point, and there was this geyser underneath from the adjacent property. So if you're not familiar with where Chatter was, or Chad's or Chadwick's, it's right in the corner of Wisconsin and Jennifer, and it's a block away from the Cheesecake Factory and this little mall. And the area that it's in, there's really, it's kind of this upscale shopping area, but the Cheesecake Factory is right there. So that kind of fed into it too, because that name, the Cheesecake Factory, I've always thought was kind of stupid. Like they're out there, you know, milling cheesecakes or something. And so I wanted to incorporate that somehow. So then I thought, all right, well, maybe if they're creating cheesecake in a factory, then maybe there's a mine underneath the factory where they're mining the cheese to make the cheesecake. And, you know, these ideas tend to snowball in stupidity. So that really is the premise here, that we have this little cheesecake mine and factory next door to this crummy little restaurant, and eventually it gets acquired by the henchman of the villain that, you know, was behind this whole master plan. Also, in the original Shadow, I did the voice of Margot Lane, and so I paid homage to that here. I mean, I think in the first one, I made Margot like this silly South Park kind of character voice, and she was always like ordering super stiff drinks and stuff. So I wanted to incorporate that back here, and then, but actually, you know, for 15 minutes, I didn't think anybody would want to hear that voice again for a whole episode. So I recruited Michelle to come in and help me out. I think she did a great job with that. And hopefully you appreciate not having to listen to my falsetto for 15 minutes. One of the other attributes of the Shadow that I paid homage to in the first iteration and wanted to do more so here was a couple of themes. There was always this jingoism and like super pro-police, pro-America vibe going on in that show. It always kind of felt like a propaganda show, you know, a positive entertainment to help educate you about crime and the greatness of doing good and America and stuff. And so I wanted to make sure that was featured here. And so that's where that little war bonds joke comes in, and the idea that we're supporting the wars and supporting the troops. But then also the Shadow, in my opinion, I mean, maybe this was common of all radio serials, but this is one of the ones that I listen to a lot. The commercialism really was rampant. It was like a European soccer team with the logos and marketing slapped among the thing. And Blue Coal was like the main sponsor for a long period of time. So I wanted to also then make sure I incorporated Blue Coal again. But then in really playing up the commercialism, I was reminded of the recent controversy in China with the NBA and how commercialism is really winning out over, you know, freedom of expression or anything else. And so I really wanted to play that theme up here a little bit as well. And then the last kind of theme about that show was, if you listen back to the original episodes from the 30s and early 40s, you'll hear just random moments of sexism, probably some racism and stereotyping. Just, it's a, you know, a factor of the times that it was written in and recorded in. And so it doesn't bother me or anything, but it's funny when Lamont will say something that really puts down Margot as just a stupid kid or something. And those things are definitely in there. I'm not making it up. It's not like in every episode and flagrant or anything, but when you come across it, it's just funny. Like, oh my gosh. And then lastly, this is a theme more so of my writing than The Shadow. I don't think The Shadow was like this, but maybe it was a little bit. I think I'm inspired by it. But in The Murder at the Schwitz, the first episode I did of The Shadow, and I encourage you to go back and listen to the archives, or you can go to my YouTube channel and you find the whole thing without my dialogue and stuff, just that perfect, pure episode of The Shadow, Murder at the Schwitz. But in that episode, Shmuel, the villain, and the Russian massage guy that's played by Berg, I think they die in a fire that the Shadow is partially responsible for. And so, and he's just there, and the villains die. He doesn't actively kill them, but, you know, they die. He doesn't help. And so I basically did the same thing in this episode, except the villain's killed by water while the Shadow stands by and cackles. And so that, to me, as I was writing it, I realized, all right, the Shadow is just a total psycho. Like, he's not out there killing guys, but he's just tormenting them until they ultimately end up killing themselves, and then he laughs about it. So if I ever do another Shadow, I expect it will end in a very similar way. I'll have to find another element that they can die by. Die by wind. But that's it. That's my little behind-the-scenes discussion of this thing. I had so much fun doing that. I really hope you enjoyed it. Many of you have asked me for a long time to do a follow-up to The Shadow, and I hope it was worth it because, like I said, it took me way longer at great expense. A lot of the jinglers were not available to do voices, so thank you to Steve Lipton, thank you to Michelle, thank you to me, and then thank you to a whole slew of freelance performers that contributed. I also had a few rejects that I had to throw out and then substitute myself in at the last minute where the performances were just garbage. So if you enjoyed that, send me a note on Twitter at Jerry Negrelli, email ChineseFood@tkjingles.com. I am done. I am tired. I hope you liked this. I will be back here as soon as I can. I really want to make sure we keep this podcast going. So send me your feedback of what you like, what you want to hear more of. Just let me know you're listening. That's great to hear. And please tell your friends, and we'll keep this derivative chain of parody songs and my occasional chatter going for a little while longer.